Hard to believe it's been almost 10 years since that horrible D.C. sniper attack situation. 10 people killed over a three-week span in October of 2002. John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo later convicted. Muhammad was executed. And joining us live in the studio this morning, former Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose, who, of course, served as the public face of the law enforcement task force during that shooting spree. Chief, it is great to have you back after so long. We spent so much time in the studio.
Look how relaxed he looks now.
He does look relaxed.
He looks great.
It's amazing how many people you talk to today who are still somewhat traumatized from going through that three-week period.
Yes, it is amazing. And then if you do any traveling throughout the country, and now I live in Tampa, Florida, and there are people down there that were in this area, had friends, relatives in this area, people still talk about it. It just was consuming, the amount of fear.
Now, you know, you headed up this task force, and so many people were trying to work together, find whatever clues they could, and shut this thing down as quickly as possible. How do you look back 10 years down the road here, as it is, and evaluate how you all worked together and accomplished what it was you were trying to do?
Well, certainly, I still feel very good about the fact that we did work together, and I think that people need to renew their confidence in state, local, and federal law enforcement officers. We can and we will and we do work together. But I think that the one thing is that the technology has increased so much. The number of cameras, the ability to feed that information from one camera into one computer and digest it almost immediately, that is something that exists today that we certainly could have used 10 years ago.
Hindsight is 2020, but it turned out after the fact that the failure to initially connect the D.C. shooting with the Maryland shootings was an error. Our focus on fixation on a white box truck turned out to be wrong. What do you think about all that now afterwards?
Well, I think the white box truck is still something that will come to people's minds. But I want to remind us that witnesses told us that they see a white box truck speeding away from the scene of the crime. And we had asked people to come forth and be witnesses. And so then to dismiss that, I think, would have been wrong. And so I think over the years, we've continued to see that eyewitness data may be some of the worst data, but at the same hand,
but you can't ignore it.
Now, you know, so many of us recall those days doing simple things, you know, going in and out of stores, whether it be a Home Depot or going to get gasoline, simple things like that that became far more complicated during those torturous days. Do you think about it as often now that you're not living in the area as we all do and are reminded of it?
I certainly try to think of it every day. I try to remember the joy of just waking up and having life every day. I try to think of the victims, whether it be the D.C. sniper or other victims of heinous crimes throughout this great nation. And so I do think of it. I think that I'm happy because of it. I don't go looking for happiness. I don't have to be at this event or that event to be happy. I'm happy because I woke up and I'm alive and I haven't been the victim of some heinous crime. So I do think of it every day. And I pray that everyone in this area thinks of it the same way, because we tend to get so busy with life and we want to accomplish this and we want to do this and we're not happy with this. Well, we're alive. We should be happy.
What are you doing now, Chief? You look so relaxed and everything.
It does.
You know, I have the good fortune. I'm just retired. I don't really have a job. I'm not looking for a job. And just trying to live life and stay
good
out of everybody's
you.
Way.
When the subject of the sniper investigation comes up, was there anyone, any party involved in all of this who stands out to you as being heroic in what they did?
You know, I think the whole task force, because that word is so strong when you say heroic. And so I can't really go there, but I continually praise and admire Gary Ball because he was carrying the flag for the FBI. The FBI gets such a hostile reputation and you know, in the movies and different things, and they just are the kicking tool for so many people, when the reality is they brought a lot to the table. They were very helpful, and Gary Ball carried that flag. And so I think that I just want to always remind people that the FBI, they do a great job. Gary Ball did a great job. And sometimes, the jokes aside, We need the FBI, and he demonstrated their capacity during this investigation.
Well, that was literally an unforgettable period in this area's history. I have to say now, Chief, you look relaxed. Retirement agrees with you.
Well, I think you should give it a try.
Hey, listen.
Don't rush me.
We said it then. We
can't believe you're still here.
Thank you. And I'm sure you can't hear that often enough. Thank you.
Well, certainly thank you. But I want to just continue to thank all the men and women of Task Force, all the people that call, all the school teachers that babysat with no recesses and, no after school activities. It was a time when everybody came together and did what was best for the kids.
Absolutely. Great to see you again, Chief. Thanks so much.